Amén y amén. Y una vez más, estamos agradecidos por todos que están en la llamada esta noche. Once again, we are thankful for everyone that's on the call tonight. Hoy es jueves, el día 21 de abril. Today is Thursday, April 21, 21st, the 21st of April. I'm sorry, I'm thinking in English, talking in Spanish, vice versa. And again, it's a great honor to do this and a pleasure to have everyone on it. Es un honor para poder presentar esta devoción a todos y agradecidos estamos por todos los que están en la llamada esta noche. Por favor, perdónenle, hermano Víctor, tanto tiempo que no estoy haciendo esto que me estoy cuatrapeteando y no puedo hablar bien y pensar bien. Please excuse, Brother Vic, it's been a few weeks since we've done this and I'm a little rusty. I think my mouth is going faster than my brain or vice versa. Not sure, but estamos felices. We are happy. And many great things that we're going to be covering. We have a little surprise at the end. Tenemos una sorpresa al fin de esta llamada. Vamos a oír de alguien que nos está ayudando con nuestros visitantes. We're going to hear from someone who is helping us with our visitors. And that may have been a big enough clue. You may already know who I'm talking about. We won't tell you till the very end. Yo creo que ya saben de quién estoy hablando, pero no vamos a decir el nombre hasta que terminemos al fin de esta llamada. Pero mientras, vamos a hablar de todo lo que ha pasado, hermanos, en el último mes. We're going to just touch base and hit a few points on different things that have happened in the last month or so. It's been about a month. But you know, I'm really feeling the anointing of the Holy Ghost as we begin this tonight. Estoy sintiendo el ungimiento del Espíritu Santo empezando esta devoción esta noche. ¿Por qué no invitamos todos al Señor que nos dé de su bendición? We're going to go ahead and just, why don't we all just pray together right now and invite the Lord to be with us, to bless this, to anoint this. We want His touch, His direction in everything that we do on this call. Queremos el ungimiento y la bendición, la dirección del Señor en todo lo que hacemos en esta llamada. Hay que orar todos juntos. Señor Jesús, gracias primeramente por el ungimiento, su ungimiento que sentimos en esta llamada. We are thankful, Lord Jesus, for your touch, your anointing that we feel on this call. Y le pedimos, Señor, que usted nos dé la dirección de mente en todo lo que vamos a hablar esta noche, porque se trata del evangelismo y queremos ganar a sus almas. This whole call has to do with evangelism, and that means we're going to evangelize to souls, to lost souls. And that is exactly what this call is about, in Jesus' name. Well, first of all, I wrote a little note here as I began earlier tonight, and I wrote in English, evangelism is alive and well. Evangelism is alive and well at Truth Church. Praise God. En inglés yo escribí una notita aquí. Simplemente dice que el evangelismo está en... How do I say alive and well in Spanish? You already know what I'm thinking here, you Spanish speakers. El evangelismo está en llena fuerza. Full force. En fuerza llena. Y con toda la energía estamos moviendo adelante con nuestro evangelismo en nuestra iglesia. Tantas cosas que han pasado recientemente en las últimas semanas. So many things that have taken place in the last few weeks, and we're going to try to touch on most of them. Vamos a tratar de tocar ciertos puntos que han pasado. Pero recientemente la cosa grande es la drama que tuvimos, la drama de la Pascua. The big thing that just took place here recently is our Easter drama, the three nails. I think son los tres anillos. If someone wants to go ahead and correct me, no son los tres tornillos, that would be the three screws. Los tres anillos, yo creo que son los tres, the three nails. But if somebody wants to send me a correction by text, please feel free. I will not be embarrassed. I'll even correct myself if someone can send me the correct wording on that. But you know what happened this last weekend, but building up to this last weekend, todo lo que tuvo que pasar para que lleguéramos. Los clavos, hermano Miguel, gracias. I think that's what I wrote on the flyer, thank the Lord. Los tres clavos, the three nails, clavos, no anillos, oh my goodness. Clavos would be, anillos would be rings, I think. Nails or rings. We want nails. Yes, And Mama Elisa corrected me as well. Brother Vic stands corrected. Yo fui corregido ahorita. Gracias, hermanos, por ayudarme. Thank you, brethren, for helping me. But let's talk about everything that led up to Easter weekend. Vamos a hablar de todo lo que ocurrió llegando a esta fin de semana de la drama. Hubo mucho trabajo. There was a lot of work. Mucho sacrificio. There was a lot of sacrifice. Mucha energía. A lot of energy that was expended, that was given forth. Okay? Y también hubo mucha unidad. Que se requería mucha unidad de todos para trabajar juntos. Para todo lo que pasó esta fin de semana pasada. And there was also a lot of unity. Much unity was required in order for us to get to the result that we got to this last weekend, Easter weekend. And I'm saying this for a purpose, everyone. Estoy diciendo esto por un proyarabashata. Ya siento el ungimiento de Dios hablando de esto. ¿Por qué? Porque estamos hablando de algo muy importante, la unidad. Why is it that I feel the anointing? I believe the Lord is allowing us to feel His anointing, everyone, right now. Because what I'm saying right now is very important. Unity. How important that unity is. And that's one of the big ingredients, the main ingredients that were needed in order for us to come together in the last several weeks to work together, building that set. And those that were involved in the drama, and those of you who weren't in the drama but you supported it, it required a lot of unity. Requería mucha unidad en las últimas semanas, trabajando juntos para construir todo lo que se requería para la drama, todo ahí en el frente de la iglesia. Y todos que estuvieron en la drama, ahorita pienso en el hermano Miguel, I'm thinking of my brother Miguel, he was one of the main characters there, and others que estuvieron en esta drama. El trabajo, el sacrificio, la energía que se requería para la gente que estaba en la drama, y también toda la gente que no estuvo en la drama, pero apoyó a nuestros esfuerzos. ¿Me están entendiendo, hermanos? Boy, I'm just feeling this strong tonight. Estamos sintiendo esto fuertemente. ¿Por qué? Porque estamos hablando de todos uniéndose y reuniéndose por una causa. We're talking about everyone coming together and joining forces for a cause, for a single cause. Do you feel that, everybody, what I'm talking about? ¿Pueden sentir de lo que estoy hablando esta noche, hermanos? Tan importante. Todos vimos el resultado, y qué cosa bonita. All of us saw the result, and what a wonderful, beautiful thing it was. The drama, the Sister Elizabeth, the Adam all, and they led it, and what a great job they did in directing it. Y hermana Elizabeth y hermano Adán, qué trabajo, obra grande hicieron ellos, porque ellos dirigieron toda la obra y Dios los bendiga, qué cosa grande. But it took the efforts and the unity of everyone coming together. Pero requería el esfuerzo de todos que se juntaran en ese mismo esfuerzo. But again, the point I'm making is this. We saw the end result, and what a beautiful thing it was. The set, and then the drama once it took place. But think of everything behind the scenes, in the weeks coming up to that point in time, everyone coming together, the behind-the-scenes efforts that no one really sees, but there was still a lot of work there. Podemos ver el resultado de lo que pasó este fin de semana, el resultado poderoso, qué drama, que todo bonito y la drama tan linda, la presentación. Pero mucho ocurrió en las semanas llegando a esa última fin de semana. Mucho trabajo, mucho esfuerzo de gente que no veíamos con nuestros ojos, pero mucha gente que hizo mucha obra. I'm thinking right now of my sister Sharon Lavenant. She worked so hard to make these wonderful costumes. I call it uniforms the other day with her. No, Brother Victor, costumes. These costumes. And the time, the effort, el tiempo y el esfuerzo que la hermana Sharon Lavenant puso y dio para hacer estos... Hi, someone help me with costumes in Spanish. Go ahead and text it in. Costumes. Disfraces. I don't know how to call it in Spanish. No son uniformes. Pero todo lo que ella hizo, la vestidura, yo creo que puedo decir esa palabra. Mi padre Miguel Terraza, que en paz descanse, él hubiera usado esa palabra, vestidura. Que la hermana Sharon Lavenant tomó horas y horas. And I heard that Sister Sharon had been working on that for about 2 months or more previous to the Easter drama. Yo oí que la hermana Sharon Lavenant trabajó hasta 2 meses o más antes que ocurrió el evento de la drama. Piensen en eso, hermanos. All that time, all that work, que todo ese tiempo, todo ese esfuerzo. And on a lighter note, as she was dressing me on one of the scenes, she kept poking her thumb with a sharp needle, and she even made her thumb bleed. And she told me, oh, that's nothing, I did it 40 or 50 times in the last week. Algo medio chistosito que me dijo la hermana Laven antes, cuando ella me estaba vistiendo por una de las escenas, que se estaba dando herida en su dedito con las esta... oh my goodness, needle. Brother Vic is really shy tonight on the Spanish. Con el alfiler yo creo, que se estaba puntiajando los dedos y sangrando ahí cuando me estaba tratando de vestir. Y le dije, ay, pobre hermana Sharon, Lavenant. Y ella me dijo, no, yo lo hice 40, 50 veces la última semana. Heridas. Little injuries. While she's providing this great service, this great sacrifice. I hope you see the point, no pun intended, that I'm trying to make here, everybody. Pueden ver el punto que estoy diciendo aquí esta noche, hermanos. Tantas cosas, tantas personas, tantas obras, but everyone came together, working together in unity. Todos los esfuerzos se juntaron de toda la gente, trabajando todos juntos, unidos, unificados, unidos todos, en este gran esfuerzo. And it was all for a cause. Y todo eso fue por una causa. ¿Qué fue esa causa? What was the cause? For a great Easter drama presentation. Por una una presentación de la Pascua increíble. 3 nights, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, viernes en la noche, sábado en la noche, domingo en la mañana. I'm looking at my time here. ¿Qué fue el resultado? Los visitantes que llegaron. What was the result of that? The fruit of our labor was all the visitors that came on this last weekend. And we're going to go into a little more detail about that in just a moment. Vamos a hablar más detalle de todas las cosas que pasaron con esos visitantes. But before we get to that, our church was blessed. Antes que llegamos a los visitantes, hay que hablar de nuestra iglesia. Nuestra iglesia fue bendecida. You heard our Pastor Clark. I prayed about it as I was praying last night. I thought about something Pastor Clark said. Cuando yo estaba orando anoche, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, gracias. Me acordé de algo que nuestro pastor nos dijo, que cuando él estaba allá atrás de la iglesia viendo la drama una de las noches, Pastor Clark said that on one of the drama nights, he was back there in the back, and he said he witnessed and he saw the whole church. It was almost full, not quite, but pretty full. Él dijo que él vio la iglesia una de las noches que estaba muy llena, no completamente llena, pero casi llena. Y él realizó que había como 40 personas de nuestra gente atrás de la escena. And he realized that there was about 40 of us people that were in the drama that were not included out in the church. But it reminded him of his dream, of the vision, or the dream that the Lord gave him. Pero lo recordó de el sueño o la... ¡Aleluya! ¡Yarabashatay! La visión o el sueño que el Señor le dio a nuestro pastor Clark, de que iba a ver la iglesia casi llena. He was going to see the church almost full, but there was also a lot going on in the church. There was a lot of activity. There was faith flowing. Que también vio mucha actividad que estaba ocurriendo, mucha fe que estaba fluyendo, y la gente estaba trabajando, and the people were working. It was more of a spiritual thing that I guess that he would have to describe. Una cosa muy espiritual que él sintió en ese sueño. And I'm just feeling, just talking about it. Yo solo estoy sintiendo aquí nomás hablando de ello, hermanos. So again, all of this came as the result of many people coming together, joining forces for a cause. That's about the third time I said it now. Otra vez, todo esto ocurrió porque mucha gente se juntó, se unieron, los esfuerzos, se juntaron todos los esfuerzos por una causa. Yo creo que ya es la tercera vez que yo menciono una causa. Is there a cause? ¿Hay una causa? Oh, there is a cause. Sí hay una causa, hermanos. Y el Señor nos está dando esa causa. And the Lord has given us clear view and insight of that cause. It's revival. Es avivamiento. Y en ese avivamiento van a venir las almas. And with that revival, there are souls
that are going to be given, brought to us by the Lord. So let's talk about that now.
Ahora vamos a hablar de eso aquí por un momentito. Let me look at my notes here.
Aleluya. Los visitantes, este fin de semana fue un ejemplo grande y claro de cómo el Señor nos va a traer los visitantes.
This weekend was a great and perfect example of how the Lord is going to begin to bring, you heard it, how the Lord is going to begin to bring the visitors. Now, yes, many visitors came because of the Easter drama this weekend. Muchos visitantes vinieron por la drama que ocurrió esta fin de semana. But everyone, the Lord is preparing us. He's training us to work together to continue to bring these souls. Did you catch that? Did you hear that? The Lord is continuing to train us. Pastor's been talking about training the people. And the Lord is continuing to train us, to prepare us to be able to deal with a large influx of souls that the Lord is going to bring in. El Señor nos está siguiendo en entrenarnos y prepararnos para poder recibir muchas almas. Y arabashata, muchas almas que el Señor nos va a mandar, que el Señor nos está mandando.
Because there's going to be other events, other things that are going to continue to happen, and it doesn't have to be a holiday.
Van a haber muchos eventos, muchas cosas grandes que van a ocurrir este año, y no tiene que ser un evento de un día de fiesta, porque cada domingo es un día de fiesta.
It doesn't have to be a special holiday, everybody, because every Sunday is a special day. Every Sunday is a special weekend. It ought to be that way. It's an event where someone can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Es un evento donde alguien puede recibir el Espíritu Santo, donde alguien puede recibir la salvación eterna del Señor.
It is a great event where someone can receive eternal salvation. Praise God. Gloria a Dios.
Okay. Quiero hablar de un ejemplo. I want to talk about one example before I transition. Antes de transicionarnos.
We've been having our street service, everyone. Last week was our 1-year anniversary.
Go ahead and give yourselves an applause for that.
La semana pasada fue nuestro aniversario de un año. De un año que estamos allí en la esquina de 4 y Grove haciendo nuestro servicio de evangelismo allí en la calle.
Higarabashata. Hallelujah.
1-year anniversary, everybody, last week.
La semana pasada fue nuestro aniversario de un año que tenemos en la esquina.
What a great thing that the Lord has done.
Qué cosa grande que el Señor ha hecho.
But I want to tell you what happened last week. I got 1 or 2 minutes. Le tengo 1 o 2 minutos que quedan.
La semana pasada, sábado, el día antes de la Pascua, last Saturday,
the day right before Easter Sunday, there we were on the street corner.
And as I'm talking, I think Sister Corny came across, and I asked her, Sister Corny, why did you just say a word?
And, you know, at first she was kind of, I don't know, but okay, I'll do it. She took a step of faith, she did.
La hermana Corny le invité a hablar con el micrófono, y ella empezó a hablar.
Al principio no quería, pero okay, hermano Víctor, lo va a hacer. Tomó ese paso de fe.
And I believe it was while she was talking. Yo creo que mientras que ella estaba hablando, que yo estaba ahí parado en la esquina.
I was there standing in the corner, and I seen a little white SUV pull up to the corner.
Yo vi un carrito, una troquita blanca que llegó a la luz roja.
And as soon as I looked up, everybody, I seen a black man driving that little SUV.
Yo vi un hombre negrito manejando ese carro.
Y lo miré en sus ojos. And the moment that I saw his eyes, my eyes locked with his eyes.
I hope you felt that.
As soon as I looked up and I saw him in the eyes, my eyes locked on his eyes.
Mis ojos se amarraron, se aseguraron en los ojos.
Y arabashata. En los ojos de este hombre.
And I've got to tell you, last night as I was praying about it, I remembered, I brought back to mind Acts chapter 3. Remember? Peter and John going to pray, and they ran into the man who could not walk. You remember that story?
Me recordé anoche cuando estaba orando de esto, de Pedro y Juan cuando iban al templo para orar y que se encontraron con el hombre que no podía caminar.
And Peter said, look on us. Peter, looking steadfastly upon him, said, look on us.
Y Pedro, mirándolo fijamente, le dijo, mírenos.
Pon tus ojos en nosotros. Míranos. Look on us. And of course, that's what I thought as I looked on that man. I locked eyes with him. He locked eyes with me. Me amarré mis ojos a él. Él amarró sus ojos sobre mí, en mis ojos. And that's when I started walking towards him. And he was on the inner lane. I had to kind of go inside the lane to get to him. Él estaba en la línea adentro. Tuve que cruzar la primera línea. I had to cross the first line. But as I grabbed a flyer to give it to him, cuando agarré un folleto para caminar para él, as soon as I started walking him, he waved me in. Come on over. Come on over. El momento que yo empecé a caminar a él, él me empezó a dar la mano, la seña. Ven, ven, ven. And as I got closer to him, he lowered his window, the passenger window. Y cuando yo me acerqué, él bajó su ventana. Y me quedó mirándome con esos ojos fijos. But he kept staring at me, everybody, with those eyes that were locked on me. Hey, if it wasn't a spiritual thing, you would think, oh, this is weird. Si no supiéramos que esto era una cosa espiritual, uno iba a pensar, esto es algo medio extraño. But it wasn't a strange thing to me, everybody. I felt it in my spirit that the Lord connected me to that man. Yo sentí en mi espíritu que el Señor me conectó a ese hombre. Y cuando se lo vi, yo le dije, intentamente, por favor, venga a nuestra drama esta noche y mañana. And I told him, when I saw him, sir, I want you to come to our drama tonight and tomorrow. And I got to tell you, everybody, it was the Holy Ghost. It wasn't just me inviting someone. It was God pushing me to really make sure that I made sure he came. Yo sentí el Espíritu de Dios que me estaba esforzando para asegurar que este hombre llegara. Well, everybody, the long story short is, he came. La cosa es que el hombre vino esa noche. He came that night. And he told me this, I told you I would come, and I'm here. Yo te dije que iba a estar aquí, y yo vine. And then he told me the rest of the story, everybody. He told me that he was frustrated at that red light because he kept making wrong turns. You know all that traffic that's going on, the road construction that's going there on the intersection? He was frustrated because it forced him to keep making his turns where he ended up at that corner. And he said, I made the wrong turn. I said, no, sir, you didn't make the wrong turn. You made the right turn. Él me dijo que él estaba frustrado porque con toda la reparación de las calles en esa esquina, lo estaba causando ser ir en la dirección que él no quería ir. Y me dijo, yo estaba frustrado porque yo hice otra vuelta incorrecta. Y yo le dije, no, señor, usted no hizo la vuelta incorrecta. Usted hizo la vuelta correcta donde el Señor quiso que usted terminara. You ended up where the Lord wanted you to end up. Well, everyone, I'm running out of time, but I'm going to just tell you here what happened. Him and his son prayed at the altar Saturday night for about a good half an hour or more. Él y su hijo oraron por como media hora o más en el altar. And the next Sunday morning, el siguiente domingo en la mañana, su hijo Marquis, estamos seguros que él recibió el Espíritu Santo. The next Sunday morning, his son Marquis went back to the altar, began to pray again, and there we began to see his son receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, hablando en otras lenguas. Todo por esa esquina. Everything, all of that, because of that coin. And a man who made the wrong turn. Y un hombre que hizo una vuelta incorrecta. Pero no fue incorrecta. Everyone, this is what the Lord is doing. Eso es lo que el Señor está haciendo en nuestros medios. Hallelujah. Con eso dicho, yo voy a abrir la línea. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for our special guest tonight. Nuestro visitante especial que nos va a hablar de todo lo que está pasando con nuestros visitantes. And of course, I'm talking about Sister Jessica, who's leading our visitor follow-up. Sister Jessica, are you there? Sister Jessica, are you there? Okay. I may have unmuted the wrong person. Sister Jessica, can you hear me? Let me make sure that I muted the right number, everybody. Let me make sure, Sister Jessica. Oh, I did unmute the wrong number. I am so sorry. Okay, this is blaming on technical difficulty. All right, Sister Jessica Mears, are you there now?
I'm here.
And you're loud.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead and tell everybody about what's going on.
going on, business involved this weekend, everything, anything you want to share. We got a few minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll quickly kind of cover the basics with visitor follow-up. We kicked it off last week, and I felt like it was very appropriate to kick off visitor follow-up with paired up with this Easter drama. The Easter drama is a great tool.
Empezamos a hacer nuestro esfuerzo de llamar de nuevo a todos los visitantes, especialmente con esta fin de semana de la Pascua, con tantos visitantes que íbamos a tener. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great tool to reach out to about 100 people or so that I had cards for from last year to present.
Como 100 personas que tenemos de las tarjetas del el año pasado hasta el presente, como 100 personas.
And of course, there is a team that is helping me reach out to the visitors. And I really appreciate this team because I know they have the burden for it and the passion
y hay un equipo que
to do
me está ayudando, y aprecio este equipo que está ayudando porque tiene el deseo y la carga de Dios para hacer esta obra.
We know there were many, many visitors that came to the drama, but we do have 79 cards that this weekend we're going to be following up with starting today.
Tuvimos muchos visitantes por la drama y 79 cartas de visitantes que se fueron entregadas esta fin de semana.
We're so excited to be a part of retention. Visitor retention, it means a lot to me in my heart, and I know to those on the team as well. And most importantly, we want to be led of the Holy Ghost when we're making our calls.
Nuestro propósito por este servicio es para retener los visitantes, que no nomás escapen por nuestras manos ya que vienen una vez, pero queremos todos trabajar juntos para llamar y estar al tanto con nuestros visitantes.
Some of the things that we cover when we call the visitors are we've let them know that we offer free home Bible studies, and we also let them know our service times and also about our fellowships on Sunday night.
Perfect. Una de las cosas que avisamos a la gente es que damos estudios bíblicos, avisamos el horario de nuestros servicios y también que tenemos confraternidad, convivio, domingos después del servicio en la noche.
And more importantly than letting them know about these great things is we're really trying to make a connection to that individual.
Amen. Y la otra enfoque importante es de tratar de ser una conexión con todos los visitantes. And that is the truth, Sister Jessica, making that connection.
So we ask that you pray for the visitor follow-up team, pray for us, and that God would bless this segment of evangelism.
Y pedimos que ustedes estén orando para nosotros, por el equipo que está haciendo este esfuerzo de llamar a los visitantes y hacer esa conexión con ellos, para que el Señor nos dé su bendición y su ayuda este esfuerzo.
And I think that's it, Brother Vic.
All right, Sister Jessica, thank you so much. And again, I had asked Sister Jessica to go ahead and say something at the end, just to continue to keep awareness for everyone regarding our visitor follow. Queremos que todos se recuerden que ahora tenemos una red. We now have a net. The net is in effect, right, Sister Jessica? Esa red está trabajando en retener las almas a los visitantes. So we feel like we're more balanced now. We're complete. We're more más balanceados, más completos en todo nuestro esfuerzo. Y por eso estamos tan felices. We're so excited. Thank you again, Sister Jessica, and the team that is helping Sister Jessica. Gracias, hermana Jessica, y el equipo que le está ayudando a ella. With that said, everyone, we're going to close up. Vamos a terminar, but we want to remind you, this coming Saturday, we are going to be having we're going to continue our one-year anniversary, and we're going to begin our second year this week. Vamos a empezar nuestro segundo año de nuestro servicio en la calle aquí este sábado que viene. At 11 a.m., we will be in our evangelism street service on the corner of Holy Ghost and Fire, otherwise known as Fulton Grove. Vamos a tener nuestro servicio de evangelismo allí en la esquina del Espíritu Santo y el Fuego, la 4 y la Grove, a las 11 de la mañana, 11 a.m. We look forward to seeing everyone there. Queremos ver todos allí. Que Dios los bendiga a todos en el nombre poderoso de Jesús. God bless all of you in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless everyone.